The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
I'm joined in the studio now by the Minister for Social Protection and Rural and Community Development and the Gaeltacht and Fianna Fáil TD for Mayo, Dara Cailleary. And we're going to talk about your brief in a moment. But just listening to that, what is your response to the verdict yesterday? And do you believe the entire case raises any questions that the state need to deal with now?
So firstly, Claire, to go to the interview, I heard Stephen Murphy's interview last night and I was struck by, firstly, the appalling change that has come to that poor girl, but then the extraordinary courage and understanding of her mum, even in the context of that change. And you heard it just there now, that clip. Secondly, the extraordinary response at a time of darkness, the response of the people, the passers-by, you know, who ran, who put themselves in danger to save people, and some of them were interviewed, and just extraordinary courage. I think the verdict has come in, sentencing is awaited. You know, let's stand back and see where there are things that could have been done better, where there are things that might have been dropped that caused this, and we can do that now that the court case is over. But today, let's reflect and never forget. A five-year-old girl has had her life changed, her family's had her life changed, and that extraordinary courage of her mum there. And let's also not forget the extraordinary courage of all those passers-by who made such a difference on today. The response of hospital staff, just the response immediately afterwards is what we should always remember too.
Okay, well, let's move on to your own brief now. And social protection is where I want to start. Like, in recent weeks, we've seen reports of carers struggling and disability groups warning about this choice that they feel they have to make between heating and eating. There's continued concern about consistent child poverty. So my question is, are things getting worse for the people that your department is meant to protect?
No, I don't think so. I'm very, very lucky. I'm fortunate to be a minister in a department of just over 7,000 people who do extraordinary work every single day across the country. Our budget this year is up. It's 28.9 billion euro is the highest spending budget in government in the Department of Social Protection. And we're dealing with all of those different groups. So, for instance, you mentioned carers. Yesterday, the income disregards to qualify for carers allowance have increased to 1,000 euro a week for a single person, 2,000 for a couple. So that means in a couple, if somebody, an income, household income of 108,000 euro a year, which is a high income, you can still get a carer's payment of 254 euro a week.
But the commitment is to get rid of the means test altogether.
And I think we've made it. This is the biggest increase in the income disregard. Secondly, in relation to disability, we are putting a lot of work at the moment and a lot of preparation, alongside my colleague Minister Norma Foley, into a permanent cost of disability payment. We've had a public consultation. We had over 1,000 submissions to it. We're finalising the review of those. I had a summit with many disability people organisations a number of weeks back to get to the heart of many of those submissions.
What is your own sense of what that cost of disability payment should look like?
Look, we're actually working through that, Claire, and I have a lot of different views, but I want to make sure before I share them publicly that I share them with the disability persons organisations, and I share them and socialise them within government, with the Taoiseach, with the Tánaiste, with Minister Kenny and the leadership, but also clearly with the Minister of Public Expenditure and the Department of Public Expenditure. One of the things with the summit, or one of the things with the submission, income is a challenge. Absolutely, there are extra costs, but there are other challenges. Transport, access to transport, and that transport issue is different whether you're in a rural area or in an urban area. Services, and last year Norma Foley secured the biggest ever budget for disability services in the history of the state, and that's beginning to be invested across the country now. There are other issues. I'm very focused, Claire, in terms of employment opportunities for people with disabilities, and I've made a lot of changes within our department, Department of Social Protection. We have, under the wage subsidy scheme and under the work and access scheme, a scheme to subsidise employers to take on a person with disability and to make changes to their workplace. Mm-hmm. And my message to employers who are listening to you today is you are missing out an extraordinary bunch of talented people by not having people with disability on your team. There are supports available. I have 64 advisors across the country who will work with businesses, large and small, to highlight the opportunities that are there. Right. And we want to try and improve our employment gap. Disability employment gap is one of my priorities of their EU presidency as well.
Disability groups were really upset when you appeared to challenge what they said about making that choice between heating and eating.
Well, I didn't challenge it.
Well, you said you didn't want the narrative going out that that choice was there.
Because the choice, I understand people are making that choice, but there are backup and there are supports available for people who, I wanted to show the supports that are available through our additional needs payment system. We have a range of systems in place and that people who are having to make that choice, we will give them the backup. And we try to do that. Also,
so you're saying to them, you shouldn't be in that position because the help is there.
No, I'm saying the help is there. There are many, every individual case is different. And, you know, one thing, every individual case is different, but the help is there. The department doesn't want people to have to make that choice. Unfortunately, people are making that choice, but the department doesn't want people to be in that choice. And I've done a lot of work to try and get our information channels out through colleagues across the Oireachtas to show the backup that's there. But we're also focused on permanent resolutions. So the cost disability payment will be a priority for me in budget 2027. We extended the fuel allowance season this year to the 1st of May. We brought the fuel allowance payment into the summer, effectively.
But the organisations say that people really suffered when the one-off payments were done away with, that they, in particular, they were a group that really suffered on the head of that.
Yes, and the consequence, because they were a one-off payment, they went from budget to budget, they depended on the resources available for budget to budget, and I want to break that cycle by introducing a permanent cost of disability payment, and I'm taking time to do them by working with those organisations, working in as much as we can constructively, and yes, the criticisms are still there and that feedback is still there, but we're all ultimately focused on introducing the payment. It will evolve over years, but I want to get it introduced and get it in a way that's responsive. Okay.
Child benefit, are you in favour or against this notion of a second tier of child benefit? Because the ESRI said that it would go a long way to addressing child poverty, 55,000 children in consistent poverty.
We've just finished a consultation on it, on both the second tier child payment and on working age payments. We had over 250 submissions to it. In the meantime, what I did in the last budget, when I was appointed, and when the Taoiseach asked me to serve and gave me the honour of serving as Minister of Social Protection, he asked me to focus as a priority on child poverty. The child support payment is an additional payment paid to families on the lowest incomes. For children, it splits into children over 12 and under 12. But in last year's budget, this is important, we increased it by €16 a week, 1/6 a week, €8 a week for children under 12. That has made a difference and that is acknowledged.
But the specific second tier.
The second tier, we're looking at it. I think that there, the feedback that we're getting is that there is there will be a need for it. We have a child poverty challenge. We are addressing it across government.
Will it happen?
Not in this budget, no. We will continue investment in the child support payment. The child support payment is the one that goes directly to the lowest income families.
It's just interesting, the ESRI is saying this would go a long way to solving a problem, but you're saying it's not going to happen.
Well, I'm not saying it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen in this budget. And in the meantime, the child support payment goes equally a long way to addressing the child poverty problem. It goes directly to those in the lowest incomes. So you can't dismiss necessarily the role of the child support payment. It's an extra €16 a week since the 1st of January for families with teenagers who on the very lowest incomes.
What is your big aim for budget 2027 for your department?
Look, my big aim is, firstly, cost disability payment will be my priority. Secondly, we are in a cost of living challenge. My department is, as I said, we have the biggest budget, but in terms of where that budget goes, we spend 41.6% of our budget goes to pensioners, 22.5% is to disability, to carers, children and families, 10%. The point I make, Claire, about virtually every cent that is spent in our department gets invested back into local communities. People who are on a social protection payment spend it, they're not in a position to save it, they put it back into their local communities, and that money comes back in terms of that, comes back in terms of employment. Yeah, so the context of the department is to protect people. We are the Department of Social Protection. Last year we had new measures of €1.2 billion. We increased our rates by €10 a week. That €10 a week is €750 million.
You wanted 12, didn't you? You got 10.
We went high, but I was happy with the figure. Very happy to get an extra allocation of €1.2 billion.
What are you going for this year?
I'm not have yet.
I've been listening to Jack Chambers.
With the Jews' respects, you're not Jack Chambers.
he's writing in the Irish Times, talking about how he has to mind the pennies. And then he was asked yesterday about the 300 job losses potentially at TikTok. And he pivoted his response into protecting the public finances. I wouldn't like to be going in to ask him for a red cent. He seems intent on keeping the purse strings pulled tight.
He's made that very clear. And I made that very clear yesterday. We had our pre-budget forum in the Department of Social Protection yesterday. We had representatives about AG organisations with us, and I've made that very clear. Our public finances are in a state of challenge. We have a geopolitical challenge. We have that geopolitical challenge is economic challenge.
We also have loads of money. We've
but
loads of money.
The point I make, we don't, and we can't be complacent about having loads of money. I just, you know, we thought we had loads of money in 2006, and that changes. We have, though, within our department, we run the Social Insurance Fund. That is currently at its highest level. That protects pensioners, that protects employment. And the point I always make about the Department of Social Protection, it's an investment in society. It's an investment in societal cohesion. It's money that gets paid back in. When you get your pension, when you get your carers, when you get your disability payment, mm-hmm. you spend it, and that comes back in.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of the messages coming in. The old age pension is out of touch with the cost of living, leaving pensioners below the poverty line. People who've contributed to the state all their working lives and can't survive on these increases of a tenner. I go.
You know, we pensioner poverty was a key topic of our discussions yesterday with all the groups. The pension is the contributed pensions are €299 a week. It has increased extensively, Claire, since 2021. You know, we're focused on increasing it again. You know, we're also looking at the other allowances. We've increased the fuel allowance, which many pensioners mm-hmm. will get. That increased this year by €5 a week. We increased it by €4 extra. I'm looking at the ancillary allowances where I can make targeted interventions. And that will be another priority for me in this budget, making the targeted interventions, such as the fuel allowance, you know, such as the child support payment, where those groups under the most pressure will get assistance.
I just wonder how much you're going to get this year, because the government's focus is very much on tax cuts, isn't it?
It is, absolutely, and it should be, because working families are paying for all of this. Workers are paying through taxes and through PRSI contributions. They are paying for our country. And
but
they
there's
need to
a
get
choice,
break.
Isn't there? I mean, if you make that choice, there's less for the other side.
There should be a choice.
Advantage.
We had a tax package last year, and that tax package went to protect the hospitality industry. This year, we can have a tax package, but we can support those on lowest incomes too. We can support those dealing with the cost of living. We can support our pensioners who have given so much to the state over their working lives.
So we can do
can
everything.
Support those. No, we can't. And I made that point very clearly yesterday. If in the budget submissions we have got in the Department of Social Protection, we have €5 billion worth of proposals if every organisation were to get their way. We're not going to be doing anything like that. Nowhere like that.
It'll be around the 1.2 again.
I am going to have to make very difficult choices.
Will you get that again this year, 1.2?
I am going to have to make very, very difficult choices. And I've no doubt in the days after the budget I'll be in here with you, you'll be beating me up because of the choices we made. We have to make choices. I have to work with Jack Chambers and I support him in protecting the sustainability of Republic finances because I want to make sure that we can protect people going forward as well. Mm-hmm. That's why, Claire, I'm the minister that introduced auto-enrollment. The auto-enrollment pension system was talked about for 25 years. The late Seamus Brennan proposed it. We've introduced it this year. That means 800,000 people, 800,000 Irish people who currently had no retirement savings option, no retirement savings fund, will have through my future fund.
They can opt
we
out.
We are very future.
They can opt out of it now, can't they?
They can opt out now.
As of this month.
And, you know, I would encourage them not to. Because, you know, if you do not have any income pot in your retirement, you're going to form a situation where you could be on 50, 51,000 euro a year down to 16,000, 17,000 euro a year in terms of the state pension. So you need to have that fund. And I think so far, our feedback is that people are getting used to it. They're happy with it.
Okay, a couple of things I wanted to ask you about that are happening at the moment. Jim O'Callaghan, the Minister for Justice, is embroiled in this legal aid row with solicitors and hundreds of them resigned from the legal aid scheme this week. You had others walking out of court yesterday. There was one case yesterday where a man who's accused of a really serious crime was left without legal representation at all. It's really serious. How do you think it can be fixed?
Look, I think the minister has been trying to reform the legal aid system. This is a priority in the programme for government. There's been a lot of work underway across the last year in relation to this. I think everybody agrees that it does need to be reformed. So this has been signalled and highlighted, and he's been doing a lot of work on this. You know, their proposal, I think, is a one flat fee of €520
That's
for
what
a
he's
case.
Proposing, yeah. But their issue is that he hasn't met the Law Society to hammer this one out.
Look, I understand that this has been highlighted, Claire. This is a programme for government commitment that we're going to reform the legal aid system. There has been engagement with the Department of Justice and the Law Society, is my understanding. Yeah, we don't want to see any challenges to the justice system. But equally, it's a system that needs reform. Equally, it's a system, even the Law Society themselves are saying...
The savings involved here are relatively small. I don't understand why he's going in so hard on this one.
Well, look, he's going in because this needs reform. Secondly, the Law Society themselves are saying that young trainee solicitors are not doing, are not turning to criminal law. They're going in different directions. So clearly a system that is not attracting younger people into it needs to be reformed. And I think that, you know, he's trying his best to try and come to it. Reform in this space is difficult. In my previous department, I was involved in insurance reform. Reform with anything to do in this space is difficult. But I'm absolutely sure the Jim's door is open for ongoing interaction in relation to this. We don't want to see any disruption to the legal system, but equally it's a system that has to be reformed. And I know Jim, and I know that he will want a system to work.
So are you saying to the solicitors that they should accept what he's offering, the 520?
Well, look, I think the offer is there. It's an increase in what the initial offer was, a substantial increase in what the initial offer was. He has gone with an extra increase, and it comes back to the discussion we just had in relation to the Department of Social Protection. We don't have an endless pot. We have to get value. We have to get reform, but we can do we can get value, we can get reform whilst continuing to deliver service.
Okay, now, many of your Fianna Fáil colleagues are upset with the plans to overhaul the triple lock. 17 of them, I believe, have signed this letter now as TDs and senators. We hear that Willie O'Dea is spearheading that. Where do you stand on it?
So, look, I think firstly, the letter was about the need to have a discussion. And that discussion was had at last week's parliamentary party. Unfortunately, I didn't know the commitment, so I wasn't there. But I understand the discussion was very constructive from both sides.
Do you support the changes?
My concern at the triple lock at the moment is that because the United Nations Security Council is no longer in a position to approve peacekeeping missions, Ireland's interests over many years is in terms of military has been in peacekeeping, and we have an extraordinary exceptional record in terms of world peacekeeping. We've lost many of our people to peacekeeping.
I think people understand that, but on the other side of it, on the other side of it,
we can't do peacekeeping.
But the reason that we got the triple lock in legislation was to convince people to vote for the Nice Treaty, and we were told this will protect our neutrality. Now we're told the triple lock has nothing to do with our neutrality.
And that was in,
in
2001, 2002, when the United Nations Security Council would endorse peacekeeping missions. Now we have seen, because of vetoes, it doesn't endorse peacekeeping missions. So the position at the moment is that we may not have the capacity to do peacekeeping missions. Our Irish Army may not be able to use that skill across the world. That's not a good position to be in. So it's to look at reform, and we will have that discussion before it comes to the Dáil in autumn as to how we can be a peacekeeper, how Ireland can perform peacekeeping duties in the context of United Nations that's very different when this legislation was passed. And that's the balance we have to reach.
Donald Trump saying that, I think I'm going to come over to Ireland, to Doonbeg, in September. Would you welcome him?
Look, he will be welcomed. He's the President of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. We're marking 250 years. But, you know, he could be saying something different by lunchtime. But, you know, the reality is, if he comes, he will be welcomed. Preparations will be made, and I know they'll be very happy in Doonbeg.
Okay, now, I was looking at your activities in the last few weeks. You're opening places all over the place and turning sods and turning keys. You were in 16 places in Waterford in a 12-hour visit a couple of weeks ago. Anyone would think that you're positioning yourself for the leadership of Fianna Fáil. Are you?
No, I'm not actually. I'm the Minister for Social Protection. I'm the Minister for Rural Community Development, Agus an Gaeilte, because it's more an honour done. And because I'm the Minister in those two departments, we are investing in communities all over the country. And I've always think it's very important to get out of the bubble of Dublin. I encourage everyone to do that. You do that very well. And you talked about that last week.
We did with our summer tour. But
Jerry Howland,
who knows your party very well, was in here talking to me about the leadership. And he said, you're the one, you're the secret. Because you're based outside of Dublin, because you're Mayo, and the party membership has such an important role now in the vote, that you have that asset.
Look, I heard Jared's view. There's no vacancy. I'm not even considering it. I have a budget to fight.
Come on.
I have a presidency to deal with.
But would you? And if it was, if there was a vacancy.
I'm not even going there. I'm not doing what if-ery. There's no vacancy. Taoiseach has my full support. Mm-hmm. He's gone in now, the presidency of the Council of the European Union. I'm working with him on the cost disability payment. I'm working with him on Department of Social Protection budget. I'm working with him on Gaeltacht issues and on community world affairs issues.
Yeah.
This government are delivering on our programme for government. What we don't want, Claire, is what you see across the river in the United Kingdom. Prime Minister number 8, I think, about to come in. That is instability. That is not delivering. That is not able to deliver on our priorities that I've just discussed. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm focused on. I don't do what if-ery. I don't do speculation. Maybe when I retire from politics, I'll be able to come in and riff with you about who may be going where or not. I don't intend retiring for a while yet.
Coming to a town near you, Minister for Social Protection.
I was in Leash. I was in Leash as well. Yeah.
Darren,
but news talk need to get out and about more often than once a year.
Thanks so much. We'll take a break.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.